Welcome to Help from Future Self.
Hello, Archons. Welcome to Help from Future Self, the conversational KeyForge podcast by and for KeyForge friends. I'm your host, Sydney, and I am joined by some of my absolute favorite, bestest friends in the whole KeyForge world. I have with me today, Big Z. Hey, Big Z, how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm pretty fantastic. Very, very happy to be having this conversation. Also today, we have Nova. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Really appreciate you coming. And then Jason, hey. What's up, Jason?
I'm glad to be here to have a conversation with you guys.
Well, I am really, really happy that we're talking today because we are going to give Team SaaS the send-off it deserves. We are going to be chatting all about Team SaaS. We are going to be giving you guys a history. We're going to be sharing our favorite memories and even some enlightening people on some of the inside jokes and how some of the decisions were made about the team. And I'm very excited to get into all of that. But before we do that, I am going to have everyone here introduce yourselves. So Z, why don't we start with you?
Right. I am Big Z. I started off KeyForge at the local level. I went on to play in Seattle. I made top four, the first U.S. Vault Tour. And then from there, I went to all kinds of things. I met Nova there. I don't know. The list is kind of crazy at this point. I ran KFPL for a while. I was one of the most more successful ABR captains. I'm on Archon's Corner. We did KeyForge Live. I finally won a vault last year.
After all that, that comes at the end.
Sadly, that was an alliance. I don't know. Like, I just played lots of KeyForge for the last 5 years. I mean, I know there are actually people that have played more games than me, but I don't, other than Nova here, I don't know if there's anyone else that's invested more time, in the art of KeyForge. It's just been a wild ride.
It was really unfortunate that you actually finally to win a vault, because I've loved seeing you about your vault failures for so many years.
Yeah, it has. It's been a thing. For the longest, I was like, I'm just the coach. I'm the Bill Belichick of KeyForge. I can make other people better, and they have succeeded at that in spades. Which I've taken a lot of pleasure in that. Like, honestly, had I never won a vault, I that would not have taken anything away from me as far as like my satisfaction with the game. Honestly, like, I think what we did as a team was quite amazing.
I couldn't agree more.
Had a lot of fun at a lot of vaults.
And that's a fantastic transition, Nova. Why don't you give us? I know we've actually had you on recently, so you don't need to rehash too much. But why don't you introduce yourselves for those who are listening for the first time?
I guess, I don't know. I've done so many KeyForge things. Do you know how I actually first got involved in KeyForge?
Ooh, no, do tell.
So, like, I first got involved in KeyForge because I was, like, reading my gaming news articles, and I was like, oh, they have horribly, disturbingly named decks, like, the woman who headbutts heaven, and, like, I don't know, farmers of terrible words and things. And I was like, huh, oh, they're like computer generated decks. And so it was actually the like all publicity is good publicity thing that first like clued me into the game. But yeah, I've done so much stuff with KeyForge over these years. Like wrote the entire Dex of KeyForge site, created like SaaS. SAS isn't even the same rating system as it originally was. Like, Z was kind of like, oh, hey, you know, if you add these ARC scores together, you kind of have a better rating system than this trash SAS score, Nova. Like, you think you want to fix that? And, like, there was one point years ago that, like, pretty much the entire SAS system got rewritten. So then instead of the SAS scores, the scores were all converted to be combined ARC scores, you know?
Whoa!
So, like, we've spent, I don't know, so many years, like, thinking through these things and working on them. And I've, like, played so damn much KeyForge. Won some Vault Tours, won a national championship, all that good stuff. Drove up to Portland just to kick some poor people's butts, like, you don't know what's going to be coming at this I don't know, regional event. Yeah, I've had a lot of fun playing Keith.
That's amazing. And I'm definitely going to ask you about the SAS thing you mentioned, but I would be remiss if I didn't introduce our last guest, Jason. Tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. So I've been playing KeyForge, but probably for not as long as the rest of you. I joined maybe a little bit later in Call of the Archons and got pretty interested in it early on. And I guess some of my highlights I enjoyed was doing Shadow Worlds when COVID hit. I thought that was a fun experience overall to have given to the community. I've enjoyed some of the ABR leagues over time. I did and will always have enjoyed my time advocating for Heart of the Forest despite some
teams. This podcast is not about that horror show.
Well, I have to give you credit. You, before we met, before like in person and before we were on the same team together, you had reached out to me a long time before to get a Heart of the Forest Maverick in Brobnar. And I absolutely, there was no way that I was going to like part with this deck. It was not something that I wanted in anyone else's hands. And then I learned more about you. And there was no one else I knew who could love this deck more than me, even if you're just cherishing it for the Heart of the Forest. And so I knew you had to have it.
And I appreciate it. It's one of my favorite things. It was a really thoughtful gift. I appreciated that. I'd very much enjoy that. And then, you know, as time sort of progressed, as we worked for it, I of course was interested in trying to work on some of our own rating systems outside of SAS before rejoining, I guess, SAS. And I did enjoy the exercise of trying to rate cards during time, which kind of played well into when Alliance became a format, working to try and shape and craft different archetypes in that format. And of course, beyond that, you know, been fairly successful in tournaments the last few years. I've won several, you know, including, I think, the first KFC Alliance event. That was a really fun event. So very much enjoyed and have enjoyed the hobby for quite a few years.
Absolutely.
I do remember, actually, I think Z and I, at a vault tour, were in a hotel room late one night looking at cards in AOA soon after it released. And I remember us realizing Heart of the Forest combos and then like finding, oh, this ridiculous. Like, I wonder who owns it. And we like looked on decks of KeyForge and it turned out to be Dunkoro owned like one of the best at the time, Heart of the Forest.
I remember doing the same thing. I think it was Origins back when AOA came out. I just like wake up in the morning looking through decks because there wasn't really a good way to rate Heart of the Forest, you know.
Sure.
Or SAS score. So you just had to like look at every printed deck, and boy, did I spent a lot of time on that.
Some things are very hard to rate.
Yeah.
What was SAS like in the early days? I guess was Team SAS much more involved in the active rating of the deck, the cards themselves?
It was actually less so. I guess it depends. It's complicated. I did a lot of it myself for a long time. But D definitely has, you've put together like a bunch of rating of sets and we've like done it together, but you know, it's gone through so many sets now, to be honest.
Sure.
D, how much have you done? How much have you helped me with creating the SAS score?
You kind of hit it like at the very beginning. I didn't do all that much with the arc as far as Coda, other than, you know, constantly complain about like, why isn't this character match this creature when they have literally the same stats? I did a lot of that early on in Coda and AOA. I helped more Worlds Collide and on because it got to be a bigger of a task. Worlds Collide was such a beast. With all the stuff that was being introduced by the dinosaurs, which
like warding.
Don't think we're gonna get into that, but like there is no house that has changed as dynamically as Saurian in multiple ways over time. Like we've moved where Exalt goes multiple times, we've moved where Ward goes multiple times. Like it is a very complicated dynamic that goes on with that system.
Sure.
Helped a lot in Grim Reminders and MM didn't give a crap about Dark Tidings, so I can't say I rated a single card in that. Because at some point, none of us cared.
I mean, outside of like Team Sass, like I think with Winds of Exchange, I built a team of people separate from Team Sass, but significantly overlapping, including Z, and for Exchange, Jason. I built a team to help actually rate cards in the Sass system, and it's like there were a couple. So yeah, for like Words Collides and Mass Mutations, Z made some spreadsheets and people put some scores, you know, that were a part of Team Sass. And then I improved my UI for actually creating Sass scores. And since Winds of Exchange, it's been like a separate group of people, some overlap then with that.
Interesting. So how did Sass originate? Like when did y'all come together and decide, hey, we want to be a team in a card game?
I can take this one. I feel like I've actually answered this a couple times over the years. So I met Nova 2 weeks before the Vault. We were playing in a online event that used to be the KeyForge Events Discord. I had played a triple Battlefleet Key Abduction deck, and it's as I played round by round, more and more people kept spectating the game. And then I was like, I made it to the finals versus Nova, and there's like six spectators in the game, which
for TCL,
she had not spectated any of my games prior to that match. Mm-hmm. So just like everyone that had beat me, like I had played and I'd beat previously in the event, like we're going into like turn six or seven or something like that. She's kicking my ass. Like that's what it would look like. And then I go in and I do the, you know, battlefleet, key abduction, battlefleet, you know, the whole uh-huh. cycle. And then like, a bunch of people blow up after that. That's when everyone started looking for those decks. And then we started discussing, like, on the plane, on the way to Seattle, like, we're having that conversation about the efficiency, and she finally loaded the speed up. Because I had two sites I had to go to. One had efficiency ratings, and one didn't. I was like, if you could just add this one thing to DOK, we can completely eliminate the need for this other site. And that was the death of KeyForge Compendium, whatever the hell that thing was called.
Oh, that's so funny.
That was the original thing. Was ARC stands for Amber Control, Expected Amber, Creature Control, and
Artifact Control.
Skipped one. Artifact Control for the R. So, but there was ADHD, which I don't know. It was its own thing, and like I may have that, but like I didn't create that.
No, I have no idea what it was.
Totally. So Z, you're on the airplane.
Yeah. So we're texting back and forth. She pushes the update as my thing's taking off. So like I pay for the data plan to actually like see this through the next 4 hours. It's a long flight from Houston to Seattle, which is where the vault was. So we meet up at the vault. We talk. You know, KeyForge this, ratings this, and you know, she does well the first day. I went undefeated day one. My kid went 4-2. He lost to his first match was, I think, the one that ended up winning it all. So he did really well. We're all having fun. I met Eric, Justice Blinded. We started hanging out a lot. And since I was hanging out with Nova a lot, like the three of us were kind of all together most of the time. And then there's some other people that just like, as we're talking with them, like they were doing well and just seemed to know what they were doing. One of those was Joe. And I think it was the Saturday night. All of us went to some, I don't know where we went. It was some like pub style place.
Generic brew pub.
Yeah, generic brew pub in Seattle. There's like 100 of them there. I think it was Joe's suggestion. And we all are all there, you know, having dinner, hanging out, talked about KeyForge, and, you know, all said and done, I was like, well, we should, like, play together as a group. Like, other games like Magic have groups, right? And, like, because I had no experience coming into this whole thing at all in that way.
You sold yourself as a team leader pretty well for that.
Yeah, yeah. And when all said and done, I think after that weekend, our group, we just decided to be called Team Sass. It was the easiest, most lowest hanging fruit possible, I think. and it was me, Nova, Eric, Joe, And back then we had
Alvin.
Can't forget Alvin. Seattle local. Mm-hmm. And then later we picked up Just a Guy Playing from online and Dunkaro online as people that Nova knew really well through the DOK site. And they're both fantastic players in their own right.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
That was pretty much all that weekend.
I've pretty much never had locals. So like a lot of the people that I knew back then and even now playing KeyForge, it's all people online, you know, or people I've just met
right
at both tours. But like I live in Eugene, so I don't know. We had a local KeyForge community. It did not survive to the second printing of Coda.
So as like a newly formed team, especially like before the pandemic, not everything was online. What did you do as a team? Like what did it mean to be a team?
I think early on, Nova probably practiced more than I did, and I spent a lot of time talking theory, I don't know, retraining people what to look for.
Sure.
Nova could probably speak a little bit more to that because she practiced quite a bit more with Joe, Luke, and Dunk than I did initially.
Yeah, I definitely ground a lot of game, and we spent a lot of time also just discussing like what to buy, like when, how to get better decks. Like, I mean, a huge like part of the team, like in the long term, has just been like, what decks should we try to get, make the better? Like, there was like the acquisition you made for like all of the decks from that Brazilian guy like years ago, like that was a huge deal because like I mean sorry you got Echo Gamer out of that, but we also got like Galaxy and Pink Fraud. Like those two decks came from this giant like lot that Z paid thousands of dollars for.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah, because the Whale had gathered a bunch of decks up and had left, was leaving, and like, look, and he posted, I have all these decks. So I like messaged him, like my team as a entity was interested in that, and I was able to broker that deal for our whole team, because I had a rough idea of like players' interests as far as like what they'd be able to pitch in.
So I'm gonna like, you're gonna be like covering your face right now, but I have to tell you all the prices that Z put on some of these decks, because like,
yes,
Z was pricing them out, and like we were like buying them from Z, trying to like, you know, share it in like the deck wealth. Z got the crown jewel Echo Gamer, but he put like $250 on Galaxy and $150 on Pink Fraud.
Well, yeah, that was all like our team pricing at the time. And at the time, like decks weren't selling for hardly anything.
It felt reasonable at the time.
Great time to be in the secondary market.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if someone had paid, like if someone had at that point, like bought the right decks, it would.
Because I knew what he just bought Pink Fraud for, because the funny thing is when I bought the whole thing from Carlo, Pink Fraud was being mailed to him still from Europe.
Oh, wow.
He had just bought Pink Fraud for $250. Like, that was what it was sold for a week or two before he decided to sell everything.
Fraud's gotten around.
Yeah. I think it was opened here in the States, somehow got to Europe, and then came back to... Because Carlo, I think he might be from South America, but I think he was somewhere in the Northeast. And then so went back up there and then came down to me for like a day. And then immediately went to Poland.
Wow. That's really cool. So, Jason, when did you come in on all this? What was your joining SAS experience?
I joined twice, actually. They're gracious enough
awkward
to have me back. I was brought in by Eric and Grant originally. And... I believe that was after the New York, the Albany event. So this has been like right before the pandemic. Is that sounds about right to me? And I remember I actually had to play against Just a Guy playing Galaxy, and that was a pretty humbling experience and knocked me out of day two. So it was my first day two experience, and I got swatted pretty. Well on that. And but you know, I think what that was about was I was sort of getting my legs under me and was starting to become better at playing the game and got engaged with that. And then later was sort of a little bit I think right after Z, I think you ran the KeyForge Live event in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That was was doing well because I was playing Mass Mutations at the time quite a bit, and I had a pretty good set of decks for that because Z was running, I think, one of my favorite formats, which was running three decks and you just play till you don't have any decks left, survival mode, which I thought was great format. Sorry, that one's not played anymore. But then I did win the sealed event for that weekend.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good time to pivot and work with these guys, and have been really happy as part of the team since then. So that was a great event to have been pulled together and had a wonderful time.
That's awesome. So were you like gung-ho about Alliance as soon as it came out, or was there something about that you eventually found yourself loving it?
I loved it from the moment they announced it. That was right up my alley for things I was interested in. So the manipulation of decks in order to sort of optimize, because a lot of the work that I liked, as I think people probably could tell, was around trying to figure out unique combos and things that were a little atypical, but that format or Alliance format allowed me to do that in sort of a creative way that I jumped into immediately.
That's awesome. I'm surprised Z and some of the other guys didn't kick you off the team as soon as you announced that you loved it.
Yeah, that wasn't popular.
No, we needed other people who didn't hate it to kick ass for the team in that format.
I was kept on board for my one sole purpose, was to.
Yeah. You did want to win everything, so like somebody had to do it. I do recall he wasn't alone. Somebody else joined this team at some point.
This is no better moment for me to say, Jason, you are probably like one of the biggest reasons I joined the team. And I don't know if I've told the story on the cast before, but you and I had been chatting about it. And I remember I put on TCO, I named one of my games Testing Degenerate Alliance. And you hopped in to play against me. And not only did you beat me, but then afterwards you decided to chat with me for a little bit, like in the TCO chat box, just like theory crafting and complimenting me. And it was just like, you probably are one of the reasons I love Alliance as much as I do, because I found other people out there who actually like this format and are willing to theory craft and love the process. And then, aww. So one of the reasons that I was happy to join Team SAS was because you were on it.
Well, thank you. I did enjoy that when we met, and I do
at
remember
Philly,
that
yeah. Game.
Yeah, I do. Because I don't think everyone had the right spirit about it originally. Now I think everybody's on board who's playing it. It is meant to be degenerate. So early adopters, you know.
Totally, absolutely. So why don't you guys tell me a little bit about some of the other members? Like, why don't we chat about some of the other people on Team SAS and how they joined? How did the crew of Archon's Corner get roped in?
I'm pretty sure that all started off with Dan. So Dr. Sheep has basically had the same vault schedule as I did. So we'd been to a bunch of vaults prior to, and we just started, you know, kind of like how the KeyForge community is. It like the relationships developed naturally, because like he needed top codded a bunch, like. SAS's recruitment has changed drastically over time, from start to end.
I mean, you let me in, so you lowered your standards.
Early on, it was more about, like, you know, there's always a mixture of things, but it was basically, are you dedicated? Are you proving that you're good at the game, making the top cuts, and all that kind of thing? We were definitely seen as very elitist, very extra early on. And
oh, wait, are we not elitist? I thought we were elitist.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure we owned that the whole way through.
Yeah, exactly.
You better.
Like, I don't think we were ever saying we weren't. So it is what it is. And then, like, over time, we let more people in at various different times. Some of my locals were in. But, yeah, Dan was kind of, like, one of the last of the older guards that came in. Like, he'd done the work. He'd gotten better. He'd made the tops. He'd invested in the game. Mostly by investment, we mean like showing up to vaults more than the actual like line of decks. Because like at that point, our team had decks. Like we had more viable vault decks than players that go to vaults. So.
Yeah, it's pretty. It was pretty dark when I have had to tell you, I don't know how many times we do not buy decks so that other teams can't have them. We cannot play this game. There are not enough dollars.
I mean, it just that's uh-huh. about perspective.
I'm not going to comment on that. I may have bought many pods with the intention of trying to block deck archetypes.
Yeah. I mean, the pods might be a little bit different than Archon. I don't know.
Yeah, fair.
That's true. I have so many scholar pods. Like, I have, like, I think at least four plus legionary trainer pods. And they weren't all because I didn't want other people to have them. It's because the opportunity to buy them, like, just arose. And I was like, I can't pass this up. Like, I will do the testing to see if it is better than the other ones I have, but like it is right in front of me. And if I don't buy it now, it's not that other people will have it. It's that I won't have the chance to see if it's better than the other things I own.
Well, you know, it's interesting actually on that same thing, because kind of a little bit before the Master Vault put in like the pips allocation.
Yeah.
I spent so much time looking at every Chronos deck that was ever printed, like double Chronos.
Whoa.
7 or 8 draw pips. And I couldn't tell, you know, the draw pip distribution. And I'd reach out to every person on DOK to try and talk with them. But uh-huh. then if I couldn't, or they didn't respond, then I would see if I could find their username handle on other websites and find them through other
avenues. Oh my gosh.
Buying Keyforge decks is a dark business. We don't want to get into how the sausage is made. No. I hate that sausage. I hate it so much.
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work to try and then try to procure those and stuff.
But, oh, yeah. I mean, I had the same journey with double Gankas, and I'm still recovering. That thankfully, that journey is over because they've been restricted. But I'm also super curious. We have some amazing, amazing Italian players. And I don't know their origin story. Like, how did we pick up, what is it? I'm going to pronounce these, Ecoido and Illu and Zizuti. How did?
So the secret is, I already told you, just didn't notice. so like Z has recruited people like, as locals, people at vault tours. And like I mentioned, I just play a lot online. I also happen to stay awake until about 3 a.m. like or so most days, often playing Keyforge. So I also have traditionally like ended up playing Keyforge with like, say, Italians or people in like other parts of the world who are playing totally. At real human times. so like I've met people online, and you know, I play a person like a few times. I figure out that they're like really good, or you know, I've chatted with them a bit, and then you know, sometimes we recruit those people to Team SAS. So like we have like that's how I got to know Dung Koro. We recruited Alex, you know, a Russian. Echo was the first Italian that we recruited, and then he was sort of like, oh, like I've got this other friend who's really good, and we figured out like, okay, yeah, they are really good, and you know, some other Italians ended up getting invited to the team. So yeah, it's it sort of comes out of my nocturnal Keyforge habit.
They were a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun.
So Z, I know that you went to an international vault tour. Have Jason or Nova, have either of you gone to one?
No, but I feel like I owe all our friends in Italy a trip. So
right?
Even if I'm not actively, I might have to go find some time to go over there just to play and enjoy them.
Totally.
Yeah, I'd like Dung Koro in particular. Like, I've known him for so damn long. But no, I've never visited. I've never actually flown. No, I have flown to and stayed in Europe. I haven't flown to and stayed in Europe since I've been a Forge player.
Oh, wow. Z, when you were out there, did you get to meet any of the other, the international Team SAS players?
At the time, Dunk was our only international player. Ooh. That was early on. That was 2019 Vaults with Coda. Yeah. Dunk. Oh, maybe. I can't remember if Alex was on the team yet or not, but Dunk was I think Dunk was the only one at the time. But yeah, it was just him. It was like, it was summer. That was a crazy year. Inside of 2019, like, I used to travel a whole bunch of work, but like, I hate flying.
Oh, no.
And I have had no intention of ever leaving the country because I just don't care to see things. Like, it's not my desire. So yeah, people always constantly ask me, like, when they find out I went to Germany, and they're like, what do you do? Like, what did you do? Like, well, I showed up, I went to a place to sleep, I slept, I played a game for 20 hours, sleeping once more in between, and then I flew home. That is all I did. And then they asked, well, where did you eat? Like, I ate at a Pizza Hut, an Olive Garden, that they had right outside, like, and again, like, I just don't care. So I don't travel in that way. Like, I don't get anything out of that.
We had more interesting German food in Vegas.
We did.
It's just food, house, right? Especially now that I'm, like, gluten cursed. But anyway, I flew, but that year, like, I had to ask, like my wonderful wife, like, I also rarely ever spend money of any significant amounts. And then, so that year I was like, hey, babe, is it okay if I spend $8,000 to buy a bunch of KeyForged techs? And
deeper than I am.
Ooh, that number hurt. Ooh.
And she's like, what? It's like, well, to be fair, like, my wife does play this game. Like, she did back then. She'd always played it here and at the locals and stuff. So, like, she did at least know. It's not, like, completely out of context for her. And then, like, later, it's like, hey, can I go to Germany for, you know, 4 days, 5 days, because the whole travel thing sucked, to, you know, just play at another vault. Like, that was another conversation. There's been much more wild conversations since there. Like, you know, can I spend $5,000 to buy my face on a card?
You got to sign that card. Every time somebody plays that card, you, like, bring out a pen and sign it.
Yeah, like the one
if
or two times.
If anyone's wondering why Z is sunsetting his, amount of dedication to KeyForge, there's nothing significant that was just said. I promise.
Oh, yeah, of course. But yeah, like that was a wild year with all those firsts, and Dunk was definitely the only one that was on the team. And I'm very glad I met him. He's a truly wonderful guy, very, very nice spirited. He is also the physically fastest playing KeyForge player. Like, we have two people on team that, like, Echo Ito and Dunkoro. I swear they both wrote programs to, like, play the game differently on TCO, because my fingers physically cannot move as fast as they play cards on TCO. I never got to see Echo in person, but Dunkoro plays that fast in real life. Wow. There's actually videos of it. You can go watch it, because, like, it's kind of wild. Because he is definitely the fastest playing KeyForge player I have ever seen. Like, I swear, he probably spends less than 4 minutes a game playing his turns.
Chess clock. Let's do this.
Like, I don't know if he's ever played more than 10 minutes on his own turn of any game of KeyForge in his whole life. it's just kind of wild.
You put Z and us together in a finals, and I think everyone knows what happens.
So, do you have any, like, favorite memories of SAS outside of, like, KeyForge itself? Like, outside of the winning of things, outside of the playing of the game of KeyForge? Like, what are some of your favorite memories of SAS itself?
Oh, no, you think we have a life outside of KeyForge? You made a fatal error in judgment. Sorry.
I have quite a few, actually. All right, so OG style, like, going way back, the very first vault that we were all together at, well, most of us were all together at, after our team formed, was Denver. And Nova ended up winning. There's someone else out there that has, like, some little bits of disagreement about which deck won that, but nobody gives a shit then. No one cares now. except for one person. But, like, together, we all got together. We were, like, feeling it, you know, and then we I'm sure I could find the picture, but like we all lift Nova up to take a picture. That was just a really cool moment. Like the camaraderie there, because like at that point we were a team, we were all practicing a lot. We talked about this game. We talked about strategies, like what to do in different situations. And those situations did occur. Like, things did happen. Like, there was decisions made.
But please note, I did not listen to the advice. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So before the final, we had a team huddle. And in our team huddle, we decided the Bahamut was worth, like, X number of chains, because it was an adaptive game. But what I can't remember the name of my opponent's deck, but that deck won game one.
Bombfoot,
yeah. And so then, oh gosh, what did happen?
I don't know. I got frustrated because you punted that game because you forgot you could relentless whispers your own dude in the middle of the game.
No, I know that, but I did.
Because if you didn't punt that game, there's never a conversation for that person from then on.
Right, so Bombfoot won game one, Bombfoot won game two, and then because I lost, I was supposed to let him have Bombfoot at zero chains, because we agreed that Bahamut was better despite Bombfoot winning the first two games, but instead, I did bid on Bombfoot.
Ooh.
And I ended up playing it, didn't I?
Yeah, because Bombfoot won every game.
Right, so I think I ended up winning with Bombfoot with two chains, despite what we had agreed to before that adaptive match as a team.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
And I still don't know if that was the right decision or not.
Keyforge. It's very hard to tell sometimes. But yeah, like that was one of my earlier moments that I remember with us all together. It was very, very cool.
Yeah, sorry. I got lost in the weeds there. That was a beautiful moment, Z. You're right.
Yeah.
I have to say that one of my absolute favorite memories includes the three of you specifically. And that was Vegas. I know I'm one of the newest members, and so I've had the least amount of time on SAS, but literally Vegas was a transformative vault for me. And I know, Z, you hate when I say this, but I do appreciate you kicking my butt in Alliance so that I could have the night that I had that night out on the town. And then I came back, and Nova, you and I talked for what, like 2 hours?
It was a lot of fun.
And then you went on to play the next day.
I didn't stay up late for me though.
And then Jason, you came out with us the night before, and you and Joe and Blake and Jared and I, we chatted Alliance for hours. Like, we spent the whole first night there just chatting Alliance and getting excited and planning Worlds and talking about strategies of like what to bring to Worlds and what the meta will be, and the fact that like should we mix things up, and you were, had I gotten an invite, you had a whole plan ready for me to like, so your gank is not gonna cut it, girl, like we gotta do something better for you. And I just, that whole weekend for me was going to be one of my most cherished memories, like forever going forward. And I no matter what happens between all of us in the future, like I want you three to know that you were so integral to that weekend being so amazing for me.
That's fantastic. That was a fun weekend to go to Vegas and see everybody. I think actually, you know, just KeyForge generally, the sense of community is fantastic. I think both, you know, communicate and spend time with the team, whether we're going out for dinners at night or just chatting through the day, and just, or just, you know, chatting with members of the community generally is really one of my favorite parts of, and always has been part of my favorite part of the game, is going to vault tours and just talking with people. So getting those long conversations about various aspects of the game really are enjoyable.
Yeah, I played World of Warcraft miniatures competitively many years ago, and it's like I don't have a lot of experience in the like competitive card gaming world, because I like sort of niche and fun different things, but this has been like such a wonderful community, and I've really appreciated how like considerate people are, how much sportspersonship there is. Just, I don't know. It's been a really nice, I mean, it is and has been some playing key.
Well, I think that is a fantastic point for me to kind of wrap this up a little bit. And I think what I want to end on here is, what is next for each of you? Like, what does your life look like over the next year? Whether that includes a lot of KeyForge or minimal KeyForge or no KeyForge. So why don't we go ahead? Hey, Z, wanna start us off?
No, I think I want to go last. I'm more interested in hearing Nova's.
All right, Nova, okay. Put on the spot.
That's my favorite place to shine. So for me, I'm definitely going to continue doing KeyForge, to greater or lesser extent. I want to maintain the KeyForge. I want to maintain SAS. I want to go to some events. I do want to ramp down the amount of time and effort I'm putting into it, just because, I have a lot of things that I love and enjoy to do. So I kind of want to try to pull back a little bit, but not entirely. In particular, recently I've been getting really into LARPing, live action role playing. So I've been, I don't know, just this last weekend, I was off from up in Washington from Friday to Sunday playing my characters and, I don't know, getting up to ridiculous shenanigans in the woods with friends, hitting people with foam and role playing.
Love it.
Everything. So that's fun. My next creative project I really want to do is I've been working on creating a LARP system. So that's kind of the next big creative goal that I have. I always try to be.
That's so cool. Well, I'm super excited to hear more about that later. And so we can let Z go last. So Jason.
Yes. Yeah, so I've started to maybe sunset a bit on KeyForge here. I think I had put a lot of energy into the Alliance format, I think, as everyone knows, but the way it kind of played out and the way the banned list worked, it ended up getting rid of a lot of my decks that people hadn't even seen yet. So the balance for energy into it versus the ability to go play sort of waned for me here. But I'll probably still watch it. I'll probably show up at maybe one of the Vault Tours this season, but I'll be playing casually this year, I think. So I'm more focused on some of my other new projects, mostly, I think, is maybe some theme that I've been starting to look at, some AI and using that as a new hobby, see what I can do with that. But I'll still be around on the peripheral, I think, in the KeyForge community. And I think I'll take another look at it next year, see how the game's progressing and see if I want to get back into it in a serious way, since I think, as everyone knows, when I'm pretty dedicated, I'll focus pretty intensely on it. So if I get that energy to re-engage, I'll be back in.
Well, that's nice to hear. Awesome. All right, Z, it's your turn.
So yeah, I probably went to more KeyForge vaults than, I don't know, I think I do have the record.
You did.
I don't think I will for long. Dan probably can pass me at some point. I think this year I'm only going to do San Antonio because it's just a drive over and there's a lot of you. I know Nova's never going to come to Texas, but there's a lot of the team will be down here. I like to visit them, and then I'll do KFC, and then there's some of the local stuff here at Sundays just to kind of play with Grim Reminders because I really do like that set. But after KFC this year, I don't think I'll be playing KeyForge anymore. Try not to be too dramatic about stuff as far as all those things go, because I don't know the future or whatever. But I think moving forward, because again, I was never a competitive player like that. I just showed up, bought a game, and won a bunch of stuff at the stores, and then met all of the people we just talked about, and it kind of became a thing. And it's been a great thing. It's been truly wonderful, but I think it is time to seek, kind of go back to my roots. My family and I have been playing a game called Pericle. We're having a lot of fun with that. It's those kinds of things. I did As a financial investment, I actually did back the Altered. So I think my family and I will play that casually. But I don't think it just doesn't even have a focus on OP. So right. I don't think there will be anything after KFC of this year that I'll be looking to find that sort of thing again. And I made my own D&D campaign setting about 11 years ago now. So I've been putting a lot more time into that, which you're in one of those games.
Love it.
So I hope you're enjoying that. But yeah, it's kind of going back to like my roots, playing board games, stuff like that. I loved playing KeyForge. I just don't think future forward, it is going to be where I will be investing my time or my money.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. And I appreciate all of your candidness and your honesty, because that it means a lot. And we cannot end an episode of Help from Future Self without the titular segment.
Help from Future Self.
Hello, KeyForge community. Ewok here. And just want to take a moment to go ahead and celebrate the year that was Team SAS for me and kind of all the memories that have been left behind. So thank you guys for welcoming me. It was an absolutely amazing year that I will never, ever forget. Some of the big takeaways for me include just the cherished time of being able to practice and play. This was an extremely supportive group online to in person. I still remember going out for the first Philly Vault tour, being able to stay at Draz's, being able to grab food ahead of time, being able to go ahead and just have that support as I leave the main event for Archon, and just knowing I was so close after playing 8 different games but falling just short. I felt horrible that night as we're driving back, but the hospitality was amazing. Sorry, guys, we didn't get to go out as a result of my play, but it still was a phenomenal weekend. And what that taught me is your willingness to stick by a friend who was there to cheer me on and to continue to encourage me. And I saw that as we got to Gen Con, and again, just finally being able to place a little bit higher in that top 8, and finally kind of pinnacling for me in Minnesota as I took seconds. Just the support, the hugs, the high fives, the congratulations was absolutely amazing as I walked off that stage. While it wasn't necessarily the overall outcome that I wanted, you guys were there always for me. And so I'll never, ever forget that. Same thing happened as we went through Worlds, just kind of waiting on pins and needles as you approach. And did you make it? How did it go? I love that support. And so I cannot say enough for every single member from Team SAS. The other part that was really important for me was just the socialization. I still remember when we were in Dallas and we went out to Hutchins Barbecue. I love me some barbecue. So it was a perfect spot. But as we're waiting in line, just talking shop, talking about how the day went, I really did feel that I was a part of a family there, that I knew your families, your spouses, children, just what was happening in many of the different players' lives. So I will miss that, but I wish every single person the best. So without that, may the Forge be with you.
Help from Future Self.
Hello, everyone. I'm Equator from the Team SAS. What an adventure that was. Being part of this team has allowed me to excel in KeyForge competition, have a lot of fun, and make a lot of new friends along the way. I will carry the adventure that was KeyForge and Team SAS in my heart forever. KeyForge is indeed a fantastic game, and so is its community. Enjoy!
Help from Future Self.
One of my favorite memories from being on Team SAS was actually how the team was founded. It was the first U.S. Vault Tour back in Seattle, and I went there kind of on a whim. I had played the game a bit and enjoyed it, but wasn't too competitive in it yet. And when I went to the Vault Tour, I got there the day before the main event started, and they had a couple side events going. And I played in one of those side events and ended up facing Big Z, who also had his son Little Z there. Faced Big Z in the finals of the event, and both of us were on combo decks that we still both have and both enjoy a great deal. He was playing his deck Iago, which is triple Battlefleet Key Abduction, and I was playing my deck Jove, which is Untamed that can forge 4 keys in the middle of a turn. So we were kind of going back and forth and doing that. So it was it was a really fun experience to meet him, and got to talking. You know, there were a couple other members there too. Nova was there. Joe was there, I believe. Alvin was there. And there might have been someone else that I'm forgetting, so forgive me. But it was just a good experience to be able to talk shop with someone who enjoyed the game. And then, you know, the team just kind of grew from there. So it was a cool experience to be on the ground floor of KeyForge, on the ground floor of competitive teams. I mean, we really were, I think, the first semi-professional competitive team. Not semi. We were definitely fully competitive, but we were semi-professional in that we had a minor sponsorship compared to, like, you know, what other major teams have these days. But yeah, it was great being able to go out to a bunch of tournaments, have some friends to hang out with, strategize and build stuff with. And I got to rail a lot of really good players and really good tournaments in the Top Cut, and, you know, do a little commentary too. So it was definitely fun to be part of.
Help improve yourself.
Yo, I don't care about what the people say. The team is in the story. Try to ask or remember. For every day you live, stay strong, be safe, and live by Team SAS mentality. Perché in fondo noi siamo così. Siamo nati per questo, con questa mentalità, e così moriremo. Grazie di tutto per averne fatto parte di questa bellissima famiglia. Un bacione a tutti, Illu.
This has been the Monkey. I only joined the team in August, but during that time, I've had an amazing experience getting to know everyone, getting to see my deck travel the country, and I look forward to spending time with you guys, regardless of what context that is. So thanks for including me.
Help improve yourself.
Buondì ragazzi, sono Zizzutti. Vi faccio questo audio con la mia voce natia perché volevo ringraziarvi di tutto quello che è stato fatto come Team SAS e quanto anche nel tempo precedente effettivamente alla mia entrata abbia sempre guardato con ottimi occhi a questo team che tuttora reputo delle migliori persone al mondo, sia a livello competitivo sia a livello umano. Mi sono divertito da morire in America, è stato un piacere e un onore riuscire a conoscervi e conversare con voi al mondiale, farci qualche partita, e non vedo l'ora di tornare, nel senso che dovesse esserci l'occasione tornerò sicuramente in America a giocare con voi. E grazie di tutto, davvero, è stata un'esperienza fenomenale.
Help improve yourself.
Hey folks, Drazgor here, member of Team SAS, host, one of the hosts over on Archon's Corner. Want to talk a little bit about the dissolving of Team SAS and just say, hey, it's really been an honor, you know, first being invited onto Team SAS in the first place. I joined during the pandemic, quite a ways after a number of other folks had joined, and I think another folks that I hang out with and are friends were petitioning the captain, say, hey, you should bring in this Drazgor guy. He can sometimes play okay. And so it was really awesome to be invited and join the team. Just great group of folks who, you know, work hard, find the best decks, and hang out at vaults and just be friends and have a good time playing this game that we all love. And it's been a great experience. I am sad to see the team go, you know, but I understand why the captains decided that this is what they want to do, right? And that now's the time for them to step away from the team and to shut the team down. You know, I personally, I'm going to continue going to vaults, especially now that Sealed is back. That is my personal favorite. And, you know, I hope to see many of you there. I'm going to continue doing the Drazgor experiences, which is basically after hours we go drinking at fancy pants bars because, I don't know, I like to drink at fancy pants bars. Or just do fun stuff out around town, right? It'll be an opportunity to meet new friends, still hang out with a number of folks on the team who are going to be going places like Sydney on this cast and folks over on the Archons Corners cast, and still have a great time playing KeyForge with all the folks I like playing KeyForge with. So just want to say thank you to our captains, Z and Nova, for all you've done for our team and for KeyForge overall. And it's been a great experience. And, you know, I know I'll continue to hang out with you guys and have great experiences, even if it's not through Team SAS, even if it's in other ways, because we're good friends now. So thanks, everyone, and talk to you later.
Help from future self.
So my help from future self after all of that is to cherish every moment of KeyForge you get with the KeyForgers who matter most to you. Because I have to say that I made the most of every minute that I got with all three of you, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. And before I get emotional here, I'm gonna do my outro now. So Help from Future Self, we are on Discord and Patreon. The links are in the show notes. You can find me on TCO and Discord as SC Steel. So I'm still going to ask you guys for where people can find you, just because why not for this next year? People want to say their heartfelt goodbyes and how much they appreciated having you in their KeyForge lives. So Jason, let's start with you. Where can people find you?
Sure. Easiest way to find me is on Discord. Mine is Jason7978. So anyone can reach out and have a chat.
Awesome. Nova, what about you?
As always, you can go to decksofkeyforge.com. The best way to contact me from that website is the contact me or down at the bottom of the landing page. There's a link to the Decks of Keyforge Discord server. You can join that server and you can type on there. I read, most things.
Fantastic. And Z.
Just like before, Discord is the best way to find me. I am in the Archons Corner and Decks of KeyForge servers, I think. That might be it, though. I used to be in like 12 KeyForge. I'm also in the KeyForge Houston server if you're local. Those are the three places on Discord, and feel free to message me or whatnot. Unless it's about, is this deck good? I'm about tired of those messages. if it's not Grim Reminders, no. Like, pass, move on. It's pretty much the only comment I have now as far as, is this deck good? And then if it's Grim Reminders, it better have a key cheat.
Oh my gosh, love it.
Starts with E. so that's really about it.
All right. Well, thank you all. This was amazing and cathartic and wonderful. And we'll be back on Monday with another episode of Help from Future Self. Until then, stay forward.